Chemistries.
From Lake Sinisippi to Big Green and everything in between, we're talking about what's happening in your hometown. This is Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wally Lukashinsky with Justin the Ninja Wilski once again stepping in the producer chair. Huge shout out to Ninja this morning, making us sound good. And Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. But Randy and the team over with Professional Floor Covering are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. But it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Let's talk a little bit about those shower and tubs, because those showers, that team over there is going to help you design a shower that you can unwind and relax in. From the color and material choice to size and arrangement, there are a lot of design choices that need to be made before beginning the remodeling process. They also have glass enclosures. Converting a shower with glass panels and doors is a great way to make your bathroom space feel bigger and add a sense of luxury. And then, of course, the tub to shower conversions. This is big. I blew a bad wheel in baseball this last year. So having that little extra bump to get my leg over, that hurts me. So being able to have that adjusted where I could kind of just walk in there, that's the dream come true for me. They're going to be able to turn that standard bathroom into that luxurious spa with that conversion. And the tub to shower conversion can also drastically improve the quality of life for those that have trouble lifting their legs hand up and over the wall of a standard tub. Professional Floor Covering is in Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. We're getting close to the end of summer, and with that, we know there's corn roasters all around here. So we got Ken Ireland and Deb Bradley talking about a really, really cool opportunity coming up here in just a few weeks with the Randolph Corn Carnival. So first of all, before we get going into what the actual event is today, thank you for joining me. And I'd love to hear a little background about yourself, how you came to be involved with the Corn Carnival, how long you've been working at it. You've been going for quite a few years here, Deb.
I have. I've been going for 62 years. It's the 62nd annual Corn Carnival, and I've probably attended every year.
Do you have just quite as good of a reputation of getting there all the time, I imagine, for you as well?
Well, we moved to town in 92, so we've been at everyone ever since.
Okay, 33. That's still a good little pull. And you both have a lot of experience seeing how this has looked over the years, too.
Right. Yes.
I would love to ask a little bit about what this event actually is for people like me that haven't actually been able to experience this quite yet.
Well, it's full day of starting at 6:30 a.m. with the FFA alumni breakfast going all the way till about 6 p.m. It's just jam-packed full of a parade and a car show, bands, you name it.
And it's exciting, too, that this is on Labor Day. So this is a great way to kind of send the summer out in style with some fun events, too.
Yes, it is. Yep. Yeah, and if you start out your morning with the breakfast and if you have a float for the parade. The theme for the parade this year is Old Glory Days, so you can extrapolate on that and use your imagination and build your float and bring it to Randolph for the parade on Labor Day. We would encourage that a lot.
I will. One quick thing about this, too, is I've been going down the list, and we're going to dive into a lot of the actual X's and O's to this, so to speak, here shortly. But being a part of this, even as just a person going to the event, I'd love to hear how this has grown over the years. Where have you seen that improvement, whether it be people knowing about it and showing up, or like specific things that you've been doing differently?
Well, the car show has started a few years ago already. It looks very similar to what it did when I remember it as a kid. Just a lot of community togetherness, and it's a great thing for our community, you know, a bonding event. There's always been a food tent. There used to be a bingo. Firemen had a bingo, but they don't do that anymore. But there's always been a main stage, and there's a kiddie tractor pull that's also
Is that what? Okay, I saw pedal pool. Is that what that is? It's like a kiddo tractor pool adventure thing?
Yes, it's a kid tractor pool. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that's really exciting.
Yes, and the little kids love that. You know, they get a trophy. We have trophies for the winners, and it's fun.
That's some horsepower in those things right there.
Yeah, it's just a very fun event. The whole day is just, there's something for everyone. I mean, you know.
I'm looking through this, and it really is that way. Again, this is going to be Labor Day. So that's Monday, September 1st. Yep. And the first event is the FFA Alumni Breakfast at 6:30?
Yep, 6:30.
Yep.
And it goes until, you said, about 6 o'clock in the evening as well?
Well, the breakfast is just till 9:30.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's pancake, breakfast, and
the full event.
The full event is all day. Yeah.
That's great.
By then, the entertainment's winding down, and a lot of times by then, they're pretty much done with the bags tournament, and everybody's had enough. It's about time to... turn the steamer off and quit cooking corn. And but by then, we usually have cooked about 6 ton of corn.
Wow.
So we have a gentleman that's in the excavating business, Mike Spahn, has a steam engine that he brings over for us. And we hook that up to a box, and we roll the corn in on, we have old rails and crates and steam the corn in there, and then we have ambitious young men that help us, and ladies from time to time too, that help us get it distributed out the other end, and then you can get your butter and salt and enjoy yourself a wonderful ear of corn.
All free. So. The corn's free.
Oh, the corn's free too?
Corn's free.
Corn is free.
And it's donated by Seneca of Cambria. I think Seneca West.
Well, that's great. I'm going to have to dive in more. We're going to have to take a quick break. But when we come back, we actually have to go through these events because I have right in front of me right now. You can find it on the Facebook page, Randolph Community Corn Carnival. But I'm looking at this. This is jam-packed. So on the other side of the break here, I want to dive into a little bit more specifics here. The X's and O's, so to speak. But that's next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
High school football season opens up next week, and we'll have two games for you on the air. First of all, on Thursday, August 21st, Marshall plays host to Johnson Creek on Daily Dodge TV. Then on Friday night, Beaver Dam opens up on the road at Fort Atkinson on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. The broadcast presented by Columbus Family Dental, Hometown Glass and Improvement, and the Beaver Dam Unified School District. Once again, your home for high school football in 2025, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
What does belonging mean to you? To explore that question, the Beaver Dam AAUW is presenting a community-wide residency by internationally acclaimed photographer, author, peace advocate, and Beaver Dam native John Noltner, September 14th through 20th. Noltner will share his journeys, stories, and expertise throughout Beaver Dam and will show his inspirational photography exhibit, A Piece of My Mind, at the Dodge County Center for the Arts. Go to beaverdam-wi.aauw.net to learn more.
Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown. Our anniversary sale is going on, and you can save big with your choice of mattresses. $99, you can get a queen size, twin size, or a full size mattress. Those bed in the box mattresses, you can try them in store with us. Sealy Posturepedics for $399. Choose your softness at $999. Pick firm, medium, or soft. Earn $300 Slumberland cash with select Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, or Stearns & Foster's mattresses. Get 36 months interest-free financing with minimum purchase of $19.99 or more. Save big with us during our anniversary event going on right now on all mattresses.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Save big money on new siding now at Menards. Vinyls. Update the look of your home and save big on Cedar Creek Vinyl Siding. This easy-to-install, low-maintenance siding withstands the elements and is available in 16 color options. Hurry in and save big money on Cedar Creek Vinyl Siding today. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering. You're listening to Hometown Today on the 5,000-watt flamethrower on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, and it's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We are talking the Randolph Corn Carnival this morning with Ken Ireland and Deb Bradley. And right before break, we started teasing it. This is jam-packed. I have this lineup here in front of me right now, and I'd like to get started with the FFA Alumni Breakfast. What is that going to look like, and where is this going to be taking place?
The breakfast is at the high school always, and that's where the lineup for the parade is, so it's super handy. They have a pancake breakfast with pancakes and eggs and, I think, sausage, and it's a great deal.
Good for the brewers right now, yeah. Too. Pocket pancakes. Keep the mojo alive.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been going on for years. The FFA alumni handles that breakfast.
Okay, sure. The FFA, so we're very friendly with them over
right,
here.
So it's a good benefit for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I love a good breakfast, and that looks like it's taking place for about 3 hours at the high school.
6:30 to 9:30 a.m.
Yep. So if somebody jumped in at 9, they'd still don't have to worry about getting all their breakfast. They'd have plenty of time.
Plenty of time, yeah.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
Well, and you get your stomach full with the breakfast food, and you got to get it kind of empty again so you can have corn later in the day. What's going to be going on right after the breakfast on Monday the 1st?
Well, the lineup start, for the car show, 3C's car show that's been going on for a number of years. They start to assemble at 9 a.m. That'll be in a different location this year. Usually we've used the old school site, but we're using more the south end of the park in town, which the park, if you're not familiar with Randolph, is west of High Street or west of Highway 73. And it's surrounded by Randolph Street, Stroud on the south side, 2nd Street on the east side, and Park Street on the west side. So, the car show will be on the south end of the park, and then the parade will kick off at 10 a.m., and they depart from by the school. There'll be people there to line up the parade. We have assigned spots. We got a well-organized team that takes care of putting that together, and we just appreciate if you get your parade entry in as soon as you can so that they can organize things and keep things in order there. So, trophy presentation will be at noon, and we're blessed to have Yankee Dutchman will be joining the parade with us this year. The Fall River Pep Band has been in it a number of years. We're blessed to have them with us also. And they put on a little mini concert down at the park afterwards. So
at 11 a.m.
11 a.m. right after the parade.
They've recently been on the dump stage.
Okay, too, sure.
So they're very popular.
Well, it's good timing. Yep. We just talked with Jack from the dump not long ago.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Like this morning, right?
Yeah. Exactly. We had Wade Bates, a birthday man, talking to him, figuring out that birthday burger later today.
And if you still want to be in the parade, you still can. You just text or call Lisa at 920-350-2272.
So again, text Lisa, let her know,
there's still time to be a part of the parade.
That's exciting. Well, and before I guess we get too far more into what's going to be going on later, because again, this is loaded with the other events coming up here. Where can people find information about this? Do you have a Facebook page or a website they can go to?
There's a Facebook page. It's just called the Randolph Community Corn Carnival. And I'm sure if you send a message to that page as well, you could, you know, if you have any questions or if you want to be in the parade, you could just send a message to there as well.
You're ducks in a row then. You can send a couple messages, make sure that you're involved in the parade.
Yeah, so if you want to do it that way, you could.
So we're going to be able to go out and see this parade. And right after that, again, there's going to be live music at this. But there's a bunch of other events too. I'd love for you to go down the list here because this is, again, there's something for everybody at this event.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, there's the bags tournament. It's, you know, bags, tossing bean bags has been real popular in the area. And it's very well, you know, everybody's got to be there to cheer on their team, so to speak. So, you know, it's great to see how many people turn out for that. And then, you know, all the youngsters, they like to have their face painted up. So we got face painters there. Take care of that for us, and back for the youngsters with the pedal pole. We got the mini eliminator, and you know everybody weighs in, so it's all based upon weight. So whether a young man or a young gal, they can You know, it's always interesting to see the once in a while you get a gal beat out the guys. You know, so
trucking down there.
Yeah, they maybe got stronger legs or something, but Yeah, and pony rides, put your, you know, mom and dad take their youngster down and get them a pony ride. And, we got a magic show. Marshfield Medical is sponsoring that for us. So, and the petting zoo, sponsored by National Exchange Bank and Crystal Grand Theater. And Randy Link have helped us out with sponsoring that. A lot of games that are available that have been a great hit. They've had to get pretty creative on trying to have different kinds of games for the kids. And also, you know, you got to have that local dunk tank too, you know.
You have to have a dunk tank.
Of course.
You know, a few celebrities in there, so.
Maybe Ken will even go in it.
Oh, no. No. Ken, you going to take a swim?
I'm just kidding.
Ken was,
I'm just kidding. Kenny's like, no.
I've been encouraged, so I don't know if I got a suit correct for that. But
maybe if he has time. He usually helps with the corn, a lot with the corn.
Well, and that's a very important role.
That's a more important job.
At a corn carnival.
Yes, right.
That feels important. Well, this feels like the kind of event where if you're a parent with some young kids that – I remember I had a hard time going to bed at night. I was the one that was running all over. You're not going to have a hard time getting the kids asleep at the end of one of these days.
Right.
We got pedal pools, pony rides, face painting, magic show, petting zoo. And then, of course, for the adults, too, there's the corn or what – bags here.
Bags.
My Pittsburgh brain, I want to call it cornhole
still. It's called MT Pocket Cornhole, who is handling the tournament. It's costs $40 for a team. There's 100% payout. So if you do still, you can look them up online, MT Pocket Cornhole. You can still get in that tournament, or you can just contact the Facebook page, and I'm sure she could send you the right way. So, yeah.
I also noticed, too, at the bottom here, it mentions that there are vendors in the park all day, too.
Oh, yes.
Do you know? I was going to say, can you tell me a little bit about who's going to be out there as a vendor?
Well, there's the famous pie stands. The ladies of the Reformed Church have a pie stand, and the ladies of the Methodist Church have a pie stand. I don't know if it's actually ladies. It's probably the whole church. But anyway, they have amazing pies you can purchase, which are really good.
Jackpot.
Yeah. Pie and corn.
Pie and corn. It's a good combo.
Sweet Memories from, I think they're still located in Fox Lake. They have an ice cream stand. And then, of course, we have a food stand. The Community Corn Carnival runs that with the hamburgers, brats, pulled pork, whatever, you know, chips, soda, water.
A lot of good food there. Sounds like
a lot of good
from breakfast to lunch to dinner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's great. We have a beer tent with beer and some carbless, you know, drinks like that. And also, we haven't mentioned about the Ramble Band, and that has also been on the stage at the dump recently. They'll be there from 1 to 5. That is a very popular band. They have a big following. So just you can come hear them for free, you know, if you enjoy them.
Well,
it's
that's
a great opportunity.
Too.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the corn's going to be free. So right. Is this like entire day? Like, what is it that people have to be prepared to pay for?
Your food, your hamburgers, your brats, your drinks. But everything else is... you might have to pony ride, so have to pay, and the games, if you want to play a game. But yep. I'm pretty sure the face painting is free, the magic show, the petting zoo, I would say would be free. Just the pony rides, I think. The pedal pole is free to join. Yeah.
Petting zoo, you end up paying for the feed you get out of the
sanctuary. Oh, yeah, but you got to feed the animals,
right. Yeah.
But can't have them starving.
No, I was going to say, they got to eat too.
And the games, like the dunk tank, you'd have to pay to participate with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
it
sounds like you're going to be able to go out there for a very affordable price.
Right,
to do everything. You can choose what you want to do. It's not like you have to do every single one.
No, right. But it's, you know, a great opportunity to see those great bands and for free.
Well, and I know
enjoy
that
your day,
Deb. We have like one other thing we'll have to talk about, but before we get to that, I'd love to go over. Is there any sponsors or volunteers that we want to shout out today? Because I know this takes a lot of effort and team commitment to get.
Yeah,
this
the parade was sponsored by Langdon Mills Solar on the main stage, and also we didn't mention the Yankee Dutchman. That's at noon. So we'll have at 11 the Fall River Band, 12 the Yankee Dutchman, and then the Ramble Band at 1 to 5. So they are sponsored by Mickelson Fields, Wersma Farms, Otters Inn, and Horicon Bank. Marshfield Medical has sponsored the Magic Show. The Petting Zoo is by National Exchange Bank, Crystal Grand Theater, and Randy Link.
Well, a lot of big thank yous to them for making an event like this possible.
Yep.
And we're pretty blessed. We've the corn... I go pick that up Labor Day morning, early 30, and Seneca Foods donates the corn for us. So we're really blessed to have them. It's right around 6 ton of corn we'll cook that day. So
that is unbelievable, that number.
So we're really blessed that they've donated the corn for us. So, yeah, we're really appreciative of that. So.
And there's parking by the Village Hall. And also, we have a new parking area off of 2nd Street. There's a grassy area behind the Methodist Church. So that's a new parking area. So I know people were concerned about the pool construction, but that should not be an issue. I mean, else the same parking around the event, you know. But.
So this Labor Day, September 1st, starting at 6:30 with the FFA Alumni Breakfast, events running all the way up to about 6 o'clock that evening. The annual, 62nd annual, Randolph Community Corn Carnival. Make sure you're there. Watch this interview back on Daily Dodge TV if you need to hear any of the details again. But, Deb, before we go, you had mentioned you have one other event.
I have one other event the day before. It's at the Lost Lake Randolph Historical Society. We're having a vintage tractor show with over 40 vintage tractors, which everybody loves, right? A brat fry with hamburgers and brats and some treats, chips, you know, the deal. A little flea farm market, and then a little farm toy show as well. So that also will have a lot of events. That's from 10 to 4 at W11827 Concord Road, Randolph.
And for that one, is there a page or anything people can learn about?
Yes, you could come to our Lost Lake Randolph Historical Society page. There's an event on there. They can look up everything. And yep, and that's free to view the tractors. I mean, the only thing you would have to purchase if you wanted to buy food or, you know, whatever, something at the market. But
well, that's very exciting. Yeah. Two big days back to back there to end Labor Day weekend, kind of end summer the right way. Mm-hmm. Some good food, hang out with the community, and support great causes too. But I want to thank both of you, Ken and Deb, for joining me today. This sounds like it's going to be a great event. I can't wait to hear how it went. I can't wait to have you back next year. Talk about number 63.
Right.
Certainly. You bet.
Yep. And we'll have a new pool to view then.
That's true. And then we'll have the pool completed. Don't even have to have any of those thoughts in your head.
Right. Yeah.
I love that.
Yep. And you can come this year and see the pool construction. It's currently being constructed.
You'll know where it's going to be.
Yep,
you'll be set up for next summer.
It's something to see. Yep, it's a great thing.
That's a winner. I like to hear that right there. Well, then I guess we'll see in about 3 weeks. But thanks again for coming on.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Wally. Thanks for having us.
Of course. We're going to step aside now for a quick break. On the other side, we're going to talk about some other fun activities that are coming up here. The Dodge County Fair, which is getting kicked off tomorrow. That's 24 hours from now. We are going to be out there at the Good Karma Brands Radio Park doing Hometown Today right there from the fair. I could not be more excited about that. But we'll talk about that here on Hometown Today in just a few moments on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation has just now released new information saying the shooter who fired at CDC headquarters in Atlanta last week died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The other person who died that day was David Rose, a police officer and first responder whose mother says her son was dedicated to helping others.
He would do it again. He would do it again. Without even questioning, he would put his life on the line for anyone.
CDC employees are being briefed right now about the shooting. Inflation in the United States unchanged in July. Prices up 2.7% from a year ago. Some of the 800 National Guard members deployed by President Trump to Washington, D.C. began arriving today. The influx coming a day after the president announced a federal takeover of law enforcement in D.C. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro will be touring the Pittsburgh area steel plant where an explosion killed two people yesterday. This is ABC News.
Every athlete needs their rest on a Slumberland furniture mattress. Get plenty of sports updates here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, playing from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Governor Evers is declaring a state of emergency in southeast Wisconsin, where communities are recovering from flash flooding and storm damage from last weekend. Wisconsin Emergency Management has been working with local governments to assess damage and decide what's needed to speed recovery efforts. Washington County officials are keeping a close eye on swollen rivers. They haven't crested yet after last weekend's heavy rains. County Executive Josh Showman tells WBEV some relatively small-scale damage was done to some infrastructure, but that even more damage could happen in the next 72 hours. Showman says he's equally concerned about flooded crops in the farming communities in western and northern Washington counties. People in Mayville affected by the May 15th tornado can apply for financial relief. The Mayville Tornado Relief Fund is accepting applications through October 15th. If the tornado damaged your home, or if you need help paying for tree removal and replacement, there's help. It's also for people who still have costs not covered by insurance. There's more at DailyDodge.com. Waupun police say they've been getting several complaints about people not riding their e-bikes legally. Waupun police say the rules of the road apply to e-bikes too, and violations can get you a ticket. Class 4 e-bikes are illegal on roadways in Wisconsin. Police say you should consult your owner's manual to brush up on speed capabilities and classification. Dodge County's Clean Sweep program is back a week from Saturday. It's your chance to throw out unwanted pesticides, household cleaners, and other chemicals safely and legally. The Clean Sweep is on the 23rd at the Dodge County Highway Shop on County A in Beaver Dam. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, for the second time this season, the Brewers have won 10 games in a row, taking down the Pirates 7-1 last night. Bryce Terang and Christian Yelich went deep. Series continues tonight, 6:05, the broadcast time on 95.3. Cubs didn't play last night, so Milwaukee's lead the NL Central 6-6.5 games. Badger football team continues to get ready for the season opener. They will take on Miami of Ohio August 28th. You'll hear it on 95.3 WBEV. Packers back on the practice field today. They head to Indianapolis for preseason game number 2 Saturday against the Colts. That's a noon kickoff on 95.3. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our orthopedic and sports medicine team is committed to personalized care that meets your individual needs. From arthritis to complex sports injuries, we treat a wide range of conditions with the latest in both surgical and non-surgical options. We're here to help you move better and feel stronger. Now seeing patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
The All-Star Request Show with Jeff and Cindy Lou on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Slight chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime highs approaching 81. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for storms tonight. Lows around 59, mainly clear skies. Highs level off around 80. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently 69.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments. Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in Six. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus audio network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and you're listening to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, and we have Randy on the phone right now. It's been a little while since I heard from you, Randy. I hope the summer's been treating you well.
Yeah, it's been good.
Good? Well, I got to I was going to say, you got to be at the Dodge County Fair this week, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll be there.
Good.
I think maybe tomorrow.
All right, well, I expect you to come over and say hello.
No, tomorrow. No, Thursday, I think.
Okay.
I'm going to go.
Well, I'm stuck out there for 5 days. I'm going to be having a big smile on my face with food all around me, Randy. So if you don't say hello, I'm going to be pretty upset.
Oh, I'll stop by, but I don't think you'll be smiling for 5 days. You'll be, after the second day, you'll be like, oh, my God.
You'll see. I'm going to take that as a personal challenge. You can't shake this smile. It'll be there. But tell you, Randy, when I'm at home, I'm kind of a slob. So I'm on my couch, and I'll spill a little something here and there. Thankfully, it's not my own floors in my apartment, but I got stains on my carpet. And the other day, I was wondering, how long should I go without getting my carpet replaced? How do I go about that when that day finally comes?
Oh, all you do is come in. Stop in here, and we will show you some different options. Probably could give you some preliminary pricing if you have an idea how big it is. And then we'll set up a measure and come out and measure it up and get you an exact quote.
Well, I say it every day when I'm talking about you guys here on the show, but it's not even like you have like 50, 60 choices where you're like, that feels like a lot. You have over 1,000 samples of carpet?
Yeah, probably more than that.
I mean, that's unbelievable. How do you guys even figure out? Well, you're like, well, I guess that's going to come to the store too.
Well, fortunately, we've seen a lot of them down, and we know the ones that really, really look good. If we can steer you in the right direction, that's for sure. Well, we get an idea of what your taste is, and we'll find one for you, that's for sure.
Well, and perhaps you are a slob like me, and you're like, I'm tired of having to replace the carpet every time. Maybe it's time for me to get some hardwood or get some LVP there.
Well, you know, you keep saying you're a slob, but once you pay for the carpeting, you will stop being a slob, because no one takes care of carpet better than the guy that paid for it.
That's the kicker right now. As soon as we're off in our own homeowner's world here, hopefully in a few years, then all of a sudden, I'm going to be in there asking you about 50 questions a day. Randy, what do I got to do? Because I'm going to also want to get my countertops fixed up, because I hate when they got all like the little nicks in it. They get the little scratches when you've been cutting on the hardwood. You guys have all kinds of different countertops, too.
Yeah. You should go to like quartz or granite, and then you won't have to worry about little cuts on it. You probably have laminate now, which... You know, laminate used to be really popular, not so much anymore. You know, the trend now is the quartz and the granite. We probably sell 100 of those to one of the laminate tops.
Wow. Well, so, I mean, even the quartz, I mean, the color on those things is unbelievable every time you see it. You say that's, like, cut resistant, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's extremely durable, extremely hard. I mean, you really got to abuse it to put a mark in it. I mean, really, really bad. Something very heavy. would have to drop on it.
Well, I'm pretty heavy, so I'll have to be careful. I'll have to touch base with you off the air and figure out how to go about that. But there, another option I think you and I have talked about in the past, I got the bum wheel still from practicing with the baseball and softball team this spring, and every time I get into my shower, it kills me. But if I wanted to, I'd be able to go over to you guys too and get my shower to tub conversion where I can walk in without putting as much stress on my legs.
Absolutely. We actually have one now that has just a 3/4-inch ramp going up into it, so there's no curb at all.
Oh, that sounds amazing. How does the water stay from getting out?
The bum leg can drag right in.
Well, and is there like a lip on the other side? Or like, how does the water stay from getting on the floor?
Yeah. There's okay. So that one would probably need a door because there's no curb to hold that curtain in. So you'd have to put a door on it, which is no big deal.
Oh, that's small potatoes. If you're able to walk up a tiny ramp and not have your knees hurting for the next week, that's jackpot.
Right. We also can do like a zero entry where there's no curb at all. So if you maybe had a wheelchair or something and you needed to get in, the zero entries are kind of nice, but some you're a little bit limited there. You're going to have to probably be tile.
Okay, sure.
But them are nice. I mean, you can roll right in and not have to worry about bouncing up the ramp or stepping over the curb.
Well, Randy, I know that, I mean, we can talk all day because, I mean, you also have cabinetry that's fantastic. We talked about that tub-to-shower conversions of all the different flooring options. But people can just come in right now and talk to you guys, even if they aren't sure what they need, but they know they want to remodel. You guys are there to help them out and point them in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. We have samples of everything in here. You can look at it. You can feel it. You can touch it. You can see the exact color. You know, there's no comparison to actually looking in the showroom and seeing what it looks like versus, you know, buying something online and looking at a picture. But, yeah, we actually have a shower set up in here so you can see exactly what they look like. It's a tub replacement one, which those are seem to be the most popular. And, you know, of course, you know, we have them thousands of carpet samples as well. And then, of course, we have all the kinds of stuff in our warehouse, like lots of LVP. So if you're looking for value, those would definitely do that. We have probably a lot of rolls of carpet and a lot of pellets of LVP.
Well,
so those offer the best value.
I mean, I can't get over that. Over 1,000 samples of carpet. You could be in the store looking around for an entire day, and you still have stuff to look at.
Well, you can skim through them pretty fast, really, but there are a lot of them, that's for sure. but you know, you got to have something for everybody. Not everybody's taste is a little bit different. You know, that sometimes is a problem. You know, when someone comes in here, they're looking around and, well, I don't know, I got to see what my daughter thinks, or, oh, I got to see what my husband thinks. Well, the more people you bring into it, everyone has their own opinion and their own taste, and it's always different.
Yeah, if so you're the one that's
the
going over there.
A little harder, yes.
Get the one
you like because
Amen.
You're the one that's going to live with it.
That's the thing. If I'm doing the hard work, I'm walking in there. It's my opinion that counts, man.
Right.
Well, Randy, I'm excited. I'm telling you, the smile's still going to be on my face when I see you, whether that be Thursday or Sunday. But you put that to the test. Report back if that falls flat and I lie to you when you see me this week, okay?
All right. I will swing by and chat with you.
I can't wait. Okay? I can't wait. Randy, you're the man. We'll see you in a couple days, and we'll be talking again with you here on Hometown next week, all right?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a great day. And we will step aside for a quick break before Justin the Ninja Wilski and I are going to be filling you in a little bit about that Dodge County Fair that gets going tomorrow. That is unbelievable to say out loud how fast this year has come and gone again. This feels like New Year for me at the station since this was the first event. So to me, it's Happy New Year. Hope you guys all enjoy it. But we'll be right back. Talk a little Dodge County Fair here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Get ready, sports fans. It's Sports Day at Good Karma Brands Park during the Dodge County Fair, happening Wednesday, August 13th, presented by Real Sports Cards of Waupun. The day kicks off with a special live damn sports show featuring Corey Sparks and yours truly, Wally Lukashensky. We'll have yard games, pack openings, local sports talk, and your chance to win a four-pack of Milwaukee baseball tickets. Sports Day at Good Karma Brands Park, presented by Real Sports Cards, Wednesday, August 13th.
From the pig barns to the carnival rides, we've got you covered from the Dodge County Fair. Tune in to 95.3 WBEV and ESPN Beaver Dam August 13th through the 17th as Wade Bates wanders the Dodge County Fair and keeps you up to date on everything going on. Wandering Wade is presented by Klodowski Real Estate. And keep up to date on all the happenings on the Good Karma Brands Park WDS stage presented by Newman Pools on DailyDodge.com.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Dodge County Fair. Fun for me and you. There's good times in the air. The thrill of the midway, the smell of the food, rides and games and animals too. Entertainment every night. It's gonna make you feel just right.
Are you ready for the best 5 days of summer in Dodge County? Hi, I'm Ariana Hildebrandt, the 2025 Dodge County Fairs of the Fair, and the Dodge County Fair is back, August 13th through the 17th. Wednesday kicks things off with the Badger State Truck Pulls. Then Thursday, the legendary Diamond Rail takes the stage, and Friday, a country rock sensation, Corey Kent, will light things up. Saturday, 38 Special will bring their 50-year legacy tour to Beaver Dam. Sunday, don't miss the Demolition Derbies at 1 and 5 p.m. For food vendors, 4-H exhibits, and wristband specials, head to DodgeCountyFairgrounds.com.
Come on, everyone, to the Dodge County Fair!
Gear up for Quick Trip's Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Now through August 17th, play free daily in the Quick Rewards app and earn bonus plays with every eligible purchase. For example, grab one with hot food, that's two bonus plays. Each week, the cash prize climbs by $5,000, all the way to a $250,000 grand prize. So open the app and get climbing. Your summer, your climb, your win. No purchase necessary. See complete details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes.
This is Matt Heyer from Heyer Insurance and Estate Planning. Are you nervous about retirement? Has your income plan been battle-tested? No worries. Call us at Heyer Insurance, where our team gets to know each client's individual story, and we educate how to solve problems while creating opportunities in the way that best impacts your retirement journey. We work closely with clients to develop comprehensive plans and manage them to optimize results. For a complimentary consult, call us, 920-887-0580. And remember, when you want to retire, call Heyer.
Hey, this is Corey Sparks, inviting you to check out the photo banner from Manufacturing Business Alliance at Good Karma Brands Park, presented by Newman Pools. Take your picture in front and grab photo shoot props to use as well. There's also a contest and prize for your photos. Take a picture and post it on Facebook or Instagram, either as a story or an original post, and use the hashtag MBAFair25. Then you'll be entered in a random cash drawing. The three winners will earn either $50 or $100. The contest runs for the entirety of the fair.
Seniors, don't miss all the fun of Senior Day on Thursday, August 14th at Good Karma Brands Park inside the Dodge County Fair. Partner up and join our Euchre Tournament from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. with music from the characters. Be sure to pick up your Senior Day coupon at Charlton House in Beaver Dam. Seniors 55 and up can save $2 off admission to the fair before noon. Senior Day, Thursday, August 14th at Good Karma Brands Park at the Dodge County Fair.
Senior Day is presented by Dr. Yesh and Thirsty Beaver.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing together friends and neighbors on Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. And a huge thank you to McKinstry's for sending Eric Westra to the Dodge County Fair. They're going to be sitting center stage for Diamond Rio on Thursday night, enjoying Bayside concessions and a swag pack from yours truly here at WBEV. Make sure you check out McKinstry's Long Live the Lazy sale that is going to be going on. Listen to this. I'm a lazy man. I need a lazy boy. It's something that I see you nodding up there too, Justin, right now. This is going to be you and me right to the T. Because if you embrace your lazy moments, by getting comfy in Lazy Boy Furniture at McKinstry's in downtown Beaver Dam, you can celebrate the art of relaxation on National Lazy Day. Create your perfect sanctuary and unwind in ultimate comfort with Lazy Boy recliners. Recharge after a long day in a cozy reclining sofa. Did you ever wish your recliner was easier to get out of or sit higher off the floor? I see you nodding again, Justin, because you're right. We all have been there. We want to be lazy. Well, then embrace that option. And Lazy Boy has that tall base option recliner as well. We can also turn that rocker recliner into a swivel rocker recliner over at McKinstry's. With power reclining furniture, you can experience relaxation by simply pushing a button to raise the footrest or tilt the back. Push more buttons and you can adjust the headrest and lumbar support. Long live the lazy. Lazy Boy Furniture at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. And Ninja, I was jealous of you all last year at our Pack Attack parties because you were over there with that chair. And I'm not entirely convinced you weren't stealing some little rest times and periodic breaks. You can't convince me.
I mean, it's only fair that if you're going to be out there and you're going to be getting people in the chair at the Pack Attack party, that you got to try it out at least once or twice so that you can understand the comfort they're in. You can understand the level of enjoyment they're going to have. Otherwise, I'm just the guy getting them drinks.
That's true. Wait, this is just like between you and me in Dodge County. Nobody at the office is allowed to hear this. Maybe next year you just call me over, wave me. I can be your co-man in charge. Mm-hmm. I'd be loving to take shifts, and I'll keep it on the down low. We don't have to sell you a word.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that's fine because we don't want that chair to get cold.
No.
Want to sit in that chair, and you want to feel comfortable and warm right away.
Well, we got the surface area to keep it warm. If anything, we're doing a world of favor here, making sure that that next person at the Pack Attack party is going to be comfortable sitting in that chair.
Absolutely. So stay tuned out there, people, because we'll have Pack Attack party dates to announce at some point, probably pretty soon, because the season is not in full swing, but the preseason is.
It is. I mean, I almost don't want to even mention what happened last week. We don't talk about it. The Brewers are on, and they're playing good. So we ignore the Packers and whatever that was at Lambeau Field on Saturday night. What is going to be going on, though, this week, Justin? I don't know if you've heard about this.
Yeah.
But there's a Dodge County Fair.
You know, I thought I heard something in passing, maybe, as I was like going through the front of the office. Somebody might have said something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like occasionally, I've heard something about it. And amazingly or not, we are starting that tomorrow. And we will be out there from 6 a.m. until 6 in the evening, so you can listen live. I'm just going to run through this day, if you don't mind, Justin.
No, go for
just spitfire. This is what's coming up tomorrow on Wednesday. Sports Day presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun, our big friends over there. But we, of course, have that WBEV morning show with Wade and Sherry tomorrow, presented by Newman Pools to start the day. Then you're going to have me, potentially you. I don't know how this is going to work. We got to be on our toes here, making sure that we're ready to roll when we get to the fair. But hometown normal time tomorrow. Community comment is going to be live with Beaver Dam Fire Department from 10 to 11. Taking Care of Business is going to be live with Klodowski Real Estate. Ninja, is that you that's going to be on that one?
That is me. I'm going to be out there with Klodowski's, having a good time, enjoying the fair, and talking a little real estate.
Yeah, I was going to say, every time. You guys together, there's a chemistry that makes me, I'm like, I can't even afford a home right now. But I tell you what, you want me to start looking, I'm going to.
And if you're going to start looking, they're the right people to talk to, that's for sure.
Yeah, they'll take care of us. And of course, from 12 till 4, we have our sports showcase, which includes from 2 to 5, the Damn Sports Show with yours truly and Corey Sparks will be live, and that'll be presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun, a 3-hour show. We're usually 4 to 5 on ESPN and 1430, but we're going to be from 2 to 5 while we're out there at the show. And then, of course, you can register to win 4 Milwaukee baseball tickets. Watch the best team in baseball. You can do that from 12 till 6. But that's not the only registering you can do. because from 3 to 6, if you're over 21, if you like a cold beverage, if you like Coors Light, there's a chance for you to win 172 beers each day, Wednesday through Saturday, courtesy of Frank Beverage Group. And Ninja, you strike me as somebody that wouldn't pass up on a free 172 beers if you had the opportunity.
I mean, I don't know who would. I mean, that just sounds like a great great chance to fill your fridge for nothing.
No.
I mean, all you got to do is sign up and be there when we announce the winner.
That's the key. I feel like everybody's like, well, I don't want to have to do all this paperwork. We need your name. We need your phone number. And we need you to be standing there at 6 o'clock when we call it.
Absolutely. And it's a fact, the beer is available. The beer is here. We've got it. We're ready. So if you win, I mean, it's beer. It's beer for you. You don't have to go over to the store to pick it up. You don't have to drive anywhere. We're not going to send you to Timbuktu with a trailer to get your beer. We got you covered.
Well, last two things before we get out of here and we get ready to go over there and anticipate that first of those many giveaways this week. From 5 till 6, the incomparable Jeff Hall and the Barn Show will be live, presented by Kane Petroleum. And then we wrap up the day over there at Good Karma Brands Radio Park at 6 p.m. with live video of the Dog Obedient Show on Daily Dodge TV. And Lord knows I'll be watching that because I can't figure out how to get my dog to listen to anything I've ever said.
Well, they do a pretty good job out there. It's a fun one to check out. Highly recommend when you're done with all your sports stuff, you make your way into the Big Barn, which is right there behind the brand new WDS construction stage. And you'll be able to check out that Dog Obedient Show.
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see all the work you've put in over there. I saw the table at the beginning stages. I know what it's going to look like at the end. So big thank you to you, Ninja, not only for that, but for helping and jumping on with me again today.
Oh, not a problem. Anytime, Wally, if I get to spend time with you, it's a good day.
Hey, man, I love that. It goes both ways. We can just have a compliment party if you want. I love you back. I love you back. Oh, well, that's going to do it for us here at Hometown today. We'll be back at the same time, different place, as we'll be at the Good Karma Brands Radio Park tomorrow. We'll see you out there at 9 a.m. on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Landscape season is here, and Glander Transit Decorative Stone and Landscape Supply has everything you need. Updating your curb appeal? Our huge selection of decorative stone and mulch offer a variety of colors and sizes. Raised garden beds? Shredded topsoil is the perfect solution. Bring a trailer or have it delivered. The best prices and selection are at Glander Transit Decorative Stone and Landscape Supply, located at the corner of Highway 33 and Favish Road, Beaver Dam, and online at glandertransit.com.
This Tuesday at 6 p.m., join Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam for a timeless tradition. It's the 25th anniversary of the Tower Lanes Classic Car Shows. Cruise over and enjoy stunning classic cars, delicious dinner specials, and a refreshing beverage. It's the perfect evening out for car lovers and families alike. Celebrate 25 years of history with Tower Lanes. Great cars, good food, and fun memories. Don't miss it. See you Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam. Find the full car show schedule at bowlinbeaverdam.com.
Saving money on your roofing or siding project when you shop at Menards. Soffit creates a clean, finished appearance to your roof's overhang and keeps your attic cool and dry. White, brown, and black aluminum soffit is in stock and ready to take home today. Shop all our building materials products in-store or on Menards.com. And check out all of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save